With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A motorcycle rider died after a crash in the town of Arborvitae. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got a 911 call just after midnight Sunday morning reporting the crash in the area of Gross Road and Milton Lane. The caller said the motorcycle was warm to the touch and no one was around. A deputy checked the area and found the operator, who had died from injuries suffered in the crash. He was a 33-year-old man from Arborvitae. The man's name is being withheld until family can be notified. Many people have ideas for a business, but turning that idea into reality can be a challenge. New this year, Nicolet College is offering an 8-week Start Your Own Business class. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
So much of our economy is driven by small businesses.
Alan Tolliver is the president of Green Arrow LLC and the instructor for a new class being offered at Nicolet College, designed to help people lay the groundwork for their business idea. The goal of the class is for participants to walk away with things like a business plan, a market assessment, and a pitch if they need to get funding. Tolliver says it will pretty much be everything they need to start a business. There are two aspects that Tolliver believes will make the class particularly successful. One is bringing in different speakers that have experience and expertise on the topic they'll be diving into each class. The other is that each student will be assigned a mentor.
If you're curious about becoming a business entrepreneur and you've had an idea and you just didn't know what to do, or you just needed a push to kind of get started, this could very well be the right opportunity for them to kind of move things forward.
Nicolet College Dean of Business and Entrepreneurship Ellen Mathine says several people have already signed up. They range from current business owners looking to grow their business, to people that have identified a need in the community they're looking to fill, to those that are starting with just an idea.
Our economy is fueled by small and micro businesses. I mean, they are what makes the economy up here in the Northwoods. And so we really want to encourage more and more people to venture into entrepreneurship.
The 8-week class will run in the evenings at Nicolet College's Rhinelander campus every Tuesday starting September 16th. There are 6 scholarships available for Vilas County residents taking the course. You can find a link to more information and to register at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Investigators hope new composite sketches can help identify a woman found dead in Florence County. The woman's skeletal remains were discovered in October of 2022. A hunter found the remains in a wooded rural area of Florence County. She was dead for an estimated 2 to 15 years before the discovery of the remains. Forensic artists have composed 3 renditions of what the woman may have looked like when she was alive. Efforts have been made to use DNA technology to identify the woman, but so far that has not been successful. However, it has been able to exclude known missing persons from the Florence County area, the state of Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We have a link to the poster with the sketches at our website, WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Those looking to get in a workout or a swim may need to find a new place to do it this week. The YMCA of the Northwoods building in Rhinelander will be closed through September 5th for a big maintenance project. A major HVAC installation will be underway, which will include putting a crane on the roof. To ensure everyone's safety, all programs and services will be closed. That includes 24/7 access and school-age childcare. The Y plans to reopen September 6th. Additional cases of measles have been found in Oconto County. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says as of Friday, there had been 23 confirmed cases of measles. 2 hospitalizations were reported. They say the ongoing investigation shows measles is spreading locally in Oconto County. Those most at risk are people who have not been vaccinated for measles. Measles was first reported in Oconto County in early August when there were 9 known cases. In Michigan, electric vehicle adoption is growing but still modest, making up more than 3% of new vehicle sales in 2023. A new report from the American Security Project warns the U.S. risks falling further behind China in the global EV race. Crystal Blair reports.
In Michigan, EV adoption is growing, but still modest, making up about 4% of all registered vehicles in the state. That's about 310,000 EVs out of 8 million total vehicles on state roads. Catherine Usko, research analyst and lead author of the report, explains the pace of EV sales in the U.S.
They've slowed a little bit. They've been less dramatic than perhaps was expected. And this is in part because of the politicization of electric vehicles, their association with climate change. People have range anxiety. But nevertheless, the U.S. is still expanding.
The report adds the American EV market is a strategic asset. And without bold investment and new trade alliances, the U.S. could cede the future to China. Right now, China is the largest EV market in the world by a wide margin, producing 70% of the world's EVs and 80% of the world's lithium-ion batteries. Michigan is positioned to become a leader in battery production by 2030 with billions in investments planned, but that goal hinges on federal policy that supports it. Yusko says government support serves an important role in the success of any nation's EV industry.
In China, we see the government playing a substantial part in really driving forward the EV sector. And we could see the same happen in the U.S., not perhaps in the same way, but certainly the government has major influence over the course of this industry.
Yusko notes that Tesla once led in EV sales worldwide until China's Build Your Dreams, or BYD, took the top spot in 2024. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.